Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, tooth talk, Viking dentistry, and Viking names. You'll hear that right after this.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey! Denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger. We were immediately suspicious.
From the minute I walked in, everyone kept staring at me and making me feel like a criminal. Then the bank manager came over and grumbled, "How have you never heard of our bank?" I said, "I don't know. Search me."
We searched him, repeatedly and vigorously. Then we interrogated him about his intentions for entering our facility.
I told the manager that I had no money and needed a loan, so I wanted to see what the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger could do for me.
The man claimed he had no money. Mm-hmm. We stuck our hands down his pants to make sure.
They asked me a couple of questions.
We asked the man, "Hey, is this a stick of dynamite in your underwear? And does it tickle when we touch you right here?"
Well, to make a long story short, they gave me the loan.
Really?
We gave the man some money, but we both felt dirty and used afterwards.
They handed me some cash and told me to keep moving. Uh-huh. I left so fast, I almost forgot my shoes on the scanner. Thanks, First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Look for branches and strip malls across the metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. Bring all of your personal information in, then let us expose everything and take a long, hard look at what you've got. The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. You can feel safe by putting your assets in our hands.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Member FDIC TSA. Get your hands up ASAP.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Pat, you say you prepared a new Christmas song. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
You want to hear it now?
Of course.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, I like that setting. I like that setting.
It's cool, isn't it? It's very Christmassy.
Yes.
I got a pain in my mouth. It's my front tooth. Ow. They're gonna pull it out, put an implant in. Oh, that's the cost, the truth. Oh, it's gonna be $5,000. I'm gonna sound like this for months. It's the tooth. the tooth that ruined Christmas. Took all my extra cash in a flash. I have to wear a temporary tooth that doesn't fit. Oh, it moves a bit. If I have to say the word ship, for example, it'll sound like shh. And I'll be fired from the radio. If you curse, they gotta let you go. I'll get no severance. There's a moral clause. There'll be no Santa Claus. Because of the tooth. Oh, the tooth that ruined Christmas. All I want for Christmas is my two front tooth. Is my one front tooth. That's a costly tooth. Ow! There you go.
Write what you know.
Is that a true story?
It is a true story.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, I had no idea that you were losing a tooth.
Taken the one out yet?
Yeah, no. Oh, no.
Is this one of those things where they take it out and they fill the hole with a cadaver bone?
I don't know exactly what they're using. You've had this done in the back before, right?
Yeah. They fill it with this mixture of cadaver bone or something.
I think I'm going to have that done, yeah.
Ooh.
My dad lost, he was 43 when he died, but, you know, I mean, he lost his teeth a lot earlier.
Yeah, then they sew it back up for a while, then they...
3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They give you a fake one for the temporary?
Yeah, I think it's called a toggle tooth that they've kind of put in there.
So you're going to talk like this?
You can overcome it, but maybe for about a week.
Yeah. Well, will it be hard to sing?
It might be, yeah.
And it's not a toggle, it's a snaggle.
Snaggle tooth.
Snaggle, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, but this segues perfectly into one of the oddest stories we've had in quite a long time in the world of science.
Yeah.
Do you promise it's nothing but the tooth?
You can't handle the tooth.
Whoa!
New research reveals.
But just to segue before we get into that, I did watch a little bit of Hermy.
I want to be a dentist.
I want to be a dentist.
God, that's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Is it
the Island of Misfit Toys?
Yeah,
that's
isn't
so
there
sweet.
Some like awful monster on the Misfit Toys?
Yeah,
the
nice
lion
snowman.
With wings.
The lion, yeah. Not the snowman.
Enter. How may I assist you?
That's right. Bumbles Bounce. Oh yeah, that's.
Yeah, I've got a giant the snow monster on my street.
Oh, the abominable!
Someone has a big blow-up snow monster.
Oh,
is
really?
That right?
Yeah, they got a big Santa.
Oh, it's just like Disney World over there, isn't it?
That is.
Parties every night.
It's awesome. Yeah,
man.
You
fun.
You live the life.
Yeah.
The
life of Riley.
Who was Riley anyway?
He had quite a life.
He did, didn't
William
he?
William Bendix, I believe, was Riley. Is that right?
Yeah, that was an unappealing program.
Oh, that was an actual television show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The Life of Riley.
Oh, I thought that was just a statement people said when people were rich.
He must have had naked pictures of the network president.
He had a great job, a loving wife, several mistresses. It was unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
Zero drama, I believe.
Yeah. Zero drama.
Yeah.
Well, so, what's going to happen this week?
All comedy.
Speaking of teeth.
Yes. A new study out there reveals that Viking dentistry is more advanced than previously believed.
No kidding.
Yes. Researchers found several signs that the Vikings had modified their teeth, including evidence of using toothpicks, filing front teeth, and even dental treatment of teeth with infections.
Is that right?
One sign of more sophisticated procedures was molars with filled holes, probably in order to relieve pressure and alleviate severe toothaches due to infection, like we fill a cavity. Research was published in the journal PLOS One, PLOS.
Okay.
Viking dentistry.
That sounds awful.
Well, that's got to be a... And this probably made someone's career.
Man.
Oh, Josh, bite down on this horn.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, you think it's hard to rape and pillage with a toothache.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Can we...
Just go with pillage?
Stay away from the word rape.
Hey, Throng, I can't help but notice that your pillaging number's way down. Way down. And I'm not even going to bring up the other thing. I mean, you've barely been doing it.
Tooth really hurts.
Your tooth really hurts?
Yeah,
is that right?
No, it's supposed to.
You're a Viking.
Supposed to enjoy it.
Now, we're Vikings. We have better teeth than the English.
Have you ever filed your own teeth?
Have I ever filed my own teeth? You know I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Filing down to a point?
Oh. No, I kind of broke the front of my tooth the other day. I just took a metal file and...
What are you, a post-apocalyptic cannibal? Why would you do that?
You and I have the same dentist. He's very good.
I know, but
I'm sure he'd be happy to do it.
It was on a Saturday, and it was driving me crazy, and it...
Hang on.
It took a couple seconds.
I have a follow-up for Christy. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't do that.
Hey, it worked.
What a hard ass. Filed down her own tooth.
Remember the movie?
It was just a tiny little point.
Is it Castaway?
Frontier Grandma.
Castaway, where he's got to take the tooth out.
No, can't do that.
It's itself.
It wasn't a big deal.
I took the liberty of looking up
Viking dentistry.
Vikings. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but I have a list of the most famous Vikings.
Oh, well, okay. It begins and ends with Leif Erikson, right? Leif Erikson?
Wasn't he a pop singer?
L-E-I-F?
Yeah.
That's Leif Garrett.
Oh. He's,
I mean, these names, it sounds like, what's that? These sounds like the people who are in
ABBA.
In ABBA. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well,
Thor Heyerdahl in there?
He was the famous explorer. No, Eric the Red, you might have heard of him.
Sure, Eric the Red.
But he's way down at 8. You're going to need a pencil and pen for one of these, so get ready. Here we go.
All right.
And some paper, rather.
Yeah.
Leif Erikson was called Leif the Lucky. He comes in at number 5.
All right.
Oh, is Fjukor the Magnificent on there? That's Fjukor. Fjukor.
I'm trying to find Fjukor. There's one that's worse. There's one that's worse.
Mother.
Bufor the Fabulous.
There's Guthrum.
Guthrum.
Coming in at number 32. Some of these are unpronounceable and very long. Ragnar Lothbrok comes in at number 2.
Who's like number 1?
I can't. You'll have to write it down.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
It's the great, someone the great.
Okay.
C-N-U-T.
No, it's
Canute?
C-N-U-T.
Wow, yes. Canute the Great.
And it's a C, not a K.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or maybe it's just Newt. I have no idea, but.
Yeah, the C might be silent.
Yeah,
they're very rarely silent.
They rarely are, yeah.
They're running their
track. You don't know the loud Canutes I know.
You get a little air in it.
Why don't you go shopping, okay?
My God.
Gorm the Old.
Gorm the Old.
Wait a minute.
That's the guy coming in at number 21.
So let me get this straight. He's got a name like the Great. And I'm the old?
At 37?
Yeah, you are 28.
Son of a bitch.
Come in at 17. It's Helga. They called Helga Oleg the Prophet. See, he's got the Prophet. You've got Vladimir the Great. But you're the old? That's no good.
I call him Helga the Girly Named. That's right. Get over here, lady name.
Oh, no, it's Oleg spread apart.
I like this guy's name. This guy's name is H-A-L-F. Halfdan Ragnarsson.
Halfdan.
I had my legs cut off in the Battle of Greenland.
That's where I got the nickname Halfdan.
I might be half Dan, but I can beat your ass.
Thank God I got everything from just above the knees down, otherwise I'd be half Dick Ragnarsson.
And we all know Half Dick lives over in Iceland.
There's Sven Forkbeard.
Sven Forkbeard.
But
look at this, I can stick a fork in my beard.
But see not the great. That must be, maybe that's how you pronounce it. Well, you see C-N-U-T in my mind.
I bet you that's pronounced the way we're trying to stay away from.
Yeah.
You think
why?
So?
Well, no, it wouldn't.
You, it's all run together.
I bet it's harsh,
did you brush over Harold Hardrada?
Is that on here?
Hardrada. Yes.
There's Eric Bloodaxe.
Damn.
Here's a guy way ahead of his time, coming in at number 10. I'm not kidding. Harold Bluetooth.
Whoa.
No. Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was always busy, wasn't he?
He had to have a Bluetooth, though.
Sure.
Excuse me, I got to take this.
What is he doing again? It's witchcraft!
And unfortunately, sadly, the number one, I've never heard of this guy, C-N-U-T. So we think, is it C-Nut?
No, I think it's Canute.
Canute. Okay. But it's not. Okay. Yeah. C-Nut the Great.
I think the best we can hope for is Newt.
Okay. Well, maybe his parents were dyslexic. Yikes.
It was Newt Rockne, right? Newt?
No, Canute. It was Canute.
Technically Canute, yeah.
Well, there's debate on that.
No,
but no there is. Either. Yes, there is.
No debate.
In America, we call him Canute. Cinch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canute.
Well, in any ways, Canute the Great.
Boy, actually, his last name's Ronnie.
Deceiving.
Canute Ronnie.
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have we missed over there?
Well, Pornhub has released their 2023 year in review insights. We have some very interesting facts. Wednesdays at 5 a.m. was the least favorite time to watch porn.
What? Yeah, all right.
That kind of makes sense, you know, doesn't it?
It's funny because I was asking someone over the weekend.
Oh, this will be a good
question. What time they watch porn?
When are, no. When are you on porn?
No, no, no. This is a physician.
I knew it was going to be a doctor. I knew it.
I kind of jokingly said, is there a day you don't want to be getting surgery? You've read about this, right, Christy?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why do you... this is why you don't have more doctor friends, because you ask these awful questions.
Well, no, I mean, I think just, you know, sometimes the team can, especially if, like, maybe the local team has had a late night game, you've got a very loyal fan. But
yeah.
In this case, that's, I think it's super interesting that...
well, what day was it?
Porn viewing.
Can we guess?
What day? Yeah, what day should we not get surgery?
Well, it depends. I probably shouldn't say. Now that I think about it.
I probably shouldn't say. Oh. Wow. Well, yeah, I don't know how we got on this topic.
Me either.
What a dick. Yeah, just an awful conversationalist.
Good Lord. Well, this is going to explode sometime. Well, no, I probably shouldn't say.
What time and day do you think is the most popular time to watch porn?
I'm going to say, oh boy, Sunday, is it 7 p.m.
Weekend thing?
Nope, I'm going to say.
No, it's not a weekend
Friday
thing.
Friday night, 2 a.m.
Pat, do you have a guess?
A lot of frustrated wieners out there.
Friday night, 8 p.m.
Mondays at 11 p.m.
Ooh.
Monday.
I guess I didn't get lucky over the weekend.
Interesting. Oh.
Saturday was the least popular day
to
visit the site.
Yeah, everybody's busy doing other things. I thought you said Wednesday at 5 a.m.
Wednesday is the least favorite time. The day is Saturday.
Wednesday. Overall, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sense. What are some of the categories?
Most search terms in 2023. Number 10, stepmom. Number 9.
Oh, God, my stepmom's so hot.
So you have to type this in.
I went to high school with my stepmom.
Stepmom, yeah.
You have to type in stepmom when you go to the Pornhub website? Yeah.
No, it just manifests in front of you. That's how far that went.
You don't just click on it? They don't have like...
No, most search terms, big ass.
Okay.
Number 9. Number 8, Latina. Number 7.
I'm surprised it's not Latinx or Latin XXX.
Well, that Latinx could get you man, or Latina will get you female.
That's so politically correct now still?
Well,
okay.
In the world of porn.
Not Latinx femme.
Number 7, Asian.
Yeah.
Number 6, anal.
Oh, boy. Hang on a second. What was number 6 again?
Anal. Hey! Number 5 is a word I've never seen in my life.
Oh, okay.
Pene.
Penne.
That's so penne pasta.
P-I-N-A-Y.
P-I-N-A-Y. I don't know what that is, and I'm a pervert.
Penne?
Apparently, it's a woman of Filipino origin or descent.
Oh, really?
So yes. These are the international numbers.
The most searched terms in 2023 on Pornhub.
Thank you, Christy.
Number 4.
Don't come off that hill. He's trying to change it.
Number 4, Japanese.
Yeah.
Number 3, lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Up a spot from last year.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, MILF. Also up a spot from last year. And holding on to number 1, hentai or hentai, however you
Boy, pronounce. I cannot believe that's so popular.
Either.
Animation. I don't
know.
Yeah.
How does that turn you on? I'm sorry, I'm not a...
Although that sweet Polly Purebred on Underdog, man. She was
sweet.
Yeah. Lola Bunny was pretty hot.
Jessica Rabbit's hot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And this 2023 search trends, this is really amazing. All relates pretty much to age and specifically older people. Mature searchers grew by 80%, becoming the second most popular category among men, led by mature cougar. MILF became the second most searched term worldwide, while DILF and muscle DILF grew by 70%.
Muscle DILF.
I like a hot dad.
I want a muscly dad.
Yeah, DILF is dad I'd like to.
Okay. And granny searchers surged by 130%.
Yeah, I'm a granny searcher.
You GILF know. Was up 170% with terms like sexy granny and hot GILF trending.
Sexy granny. The berry, the sweeter the juice.
Is that what the most sought after category is? How to erase all the activities on my Pornhub channel. How do you do that exactly?
Clear history, right?
Big for all the ILFs out
granny.
There.
Granny.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, like a
grannies
woman.
Grannies don't look
after
like
sex. I like a woman to darn my socks.
I'd like to see...
Grannies today aren't grannies of old.
Can they isolate, for example... most searches done by members of Congress.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
In the Capitol building.
I think they do. They can at least say most searched in the D.C. area. That kind of thing.
They absolutely can.
Yeah.
I think we had a thing recently on, I have it handy, most often misspelled search words.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the ones for Pornhub would probably be hilarious. Can you imagine?
A lot of people wanting to search the annals of Pornhub.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Getting a history.
How do you spell? I'm not sure I can spell nymphomaniac now that I think about it. Granny nymphomaniacs.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.